set? Okay. Board of Appeals is now in session. We apologize for being 4.5 minutes late. It almost never happens. We're going to make a slight modification to the agenda. We're going to have the election of officers as the last item instead of the second. So we'll start out with the approval of the minutes. First of the minutes of October 14.
You want a motion?
Yeah.
Unless someone has changes.
Don't we do the motion and then have the discussion? No, it doesn't matter.
No, usually we take any changes people want.
Okay, and then do the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Any other changes?
No. I recuse on this one, the first one.
You weren't there?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes of the Board of Appeals of October the 14th, 2010.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And it's passed 3-0. Next in the minutes of November 18th. I have a change from the variance A546.
Okay.
The content starts plan of EV reintroduced. That being the first line, 2, 3, 4, 5 volumes down. That was board member K, not McDonald.
In response to a question from board member McDonald, it should say, in response to a question from Chair K. Is that what you're...
I think so.
Okay.
Did you ask that question? I asked it at some point.
I asked it at some point, too.
Oh, maybe it's correct.
I did ask that.
Oh, just leave it alone.
From both.
Pardon me? Well, leave it as is. That's all right.
No, you're not going to change. You don't recommend changing.
What, the board member?
You just leave it.
I'm just going to leave it there. Then on the next page, under special exception A547, at the bottom of the page, or the last three lines, but Chair K explained that the board could not accept, I believe what I said is would not accept.
Okay. All right, so change could to would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Accept the minutes from the meeting on November 18th with the change as noted on page 2 under section 3A547.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So the election of officers is being postponed, so we're ready for public hearing. Special exception A500D. Special exception.
Yep.
Can I introduce it?
JD. Thank you. He gave me one. No, it's not. This is a good evening, Board of Appeals. This is a public hearing on A-500D, Nathan Campbell for T-Mobile Northeast LLC. The application requests an amendment to Special Exception A-500C, to permit an 8-foot increase in the height of an existing telecommunications facility monopole and to relocate 6 panel antennas at 8700 Emery Grove Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the RA, the low-density residential zone, with the proposed use allowed by Section 24-25, parenthesis 11, parenthesis, of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, also known as Chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And here to present for the applicant, I believe, as I mentioned, is Nathan Campbell.
Right, but before we start, I have a question for staff, which I'm sorry, I should have asked you on the telephone.
Sure.
The prior one, 500C, had our typical requirement of an actual coverage map. Do you know whether we have that?
I do not know if we have that or not. I did not think to look for that, unfortunately.
I'm sorry. I should have called.
Apologize.
Okay. Please proceed.
Good evening, Chairman Kay and members of the board. My name is Sean Hughes. I'm here with Mr. Nathan Campbell from T-Mobile, and he's the project manager. I'm an outside counsel for them. Also here with me is a radio frequency engineer, Mr. Abi Zaidi. And we appreciate the opportunity to be before you, and we want to thank Mr. Eby for his guidance on the city process and fine work on the application or the staff report. We were before, as you're aware, we were before the Planning Commission last week, and we do support staff's and the Planning Commission's suggested recommendations of approval and their conditions. We support the staff report. I think it's part of the record, but if it isn't, we'd respectfully request that it be part of the record for tonight. Certainly we're here for this special exception, and was pointed out, what we're requesting, and it may sound familiar to the board, is we're asking that this approximately 113-foot existing monopole be extended 8 feet to 121 feet. And why we're doing that is right now T-Mobile.
Let me stop you for a second.
Yes, sir.
Usually we have witnesses, they're sworn in. I don't usually swear in attorneys.
Oh.
But if you're going to talk about facts that aren't yet in evidence, I'm going to need you to do that.
Okay, I was going to give an overview, and I could swear them in, but maybe I'll shorten that.
Or if you don't mind being sworn in, you can just proceed the way you want.
If that's okay with the board, certainly I could.
Well,
if I don't think anyone's here in opposition, I could.
I'm here in opposition.
There is someone here.
Well,
yes.
Okay. Actually, I need to see the full plan, but I may be here in opposition.
Okay, I understand. Well, certainly then.
You're entitled to speak, whether it's an opposition, support, or anything else. Don't worry about it. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you are about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Please proceed.
Thank you. So what we're requesting here today is the 8-foot extension from 113 approximately 121 feet. T-Mobile is currently on this existing structure. They're about the 58-foot level. They came through the city's process to get there, and they've been there for a little while, but unfortunately it's just not, it's really not doing nearly enough for its customers. And the goal of T-Mobile is to provide obviously stellar service for wireless phone and wireless internet. And the goal is to get it inside homes. That's where most of their customers want to be able to use it anywhere, including in their homes, in their basements. So this increase would be a little over double that height and would and we'll have our engineer talk about it in a little more detail, but it certainly would provide much enhanced service for the customers. We looked at this certainly as a good opportunity to add approximately a 7% increase to this existing structure that's been up for a bunch of years, as opposed to looking in the area and trying to request another tall structure in very close proximity, which is probably what we would have to do if this opportunity does not work out. And as I mentioned, this request may sound very similar because AT&T was here, I think a little less than 2 years ago before the city. And at that time, they went through a very similar process in order to have the pole extended from 105 feet to 113 feet. One of the key criteria as you're well aware of in the code, is to make sure that there's a one-for-one setback met from residential zones. And with this height increase, if it was so improved, it still would meet that one-for-one with just a little bit to spare. There would be, if approved, there would be no change to the ground compound. The equipment we have already inside the fence compound is sufficient. Essentially, what we'd be doing is adding 8 feet to structure and then moving the antennas, the current antennas, up to that height. And it would make a tremendous difference to our customers. With that, I appreciate that. I wanted to just do a little overview, and then I'll obviously follow the board's direction here. We can either have our witnesses, in particular our engineer, talk a little bit about what this will do for us, or I could ask him questions and he could respond. I'm not quite sure which the board's preference.
As you prefer, it's your choice.
Okay, thank you. I would first call Mr. Avi Zoide, radio frequency engineer. Thank you very much. There are also, in the package, I know there are some photo simulations, and I can have Mr. Campbell talk a little bit about those, but essentially what we'll talk about how they're created and what they're attempting to show here. But if I could, I'd first have our engineer, obviously be sworn
okay.
in and then
well,
ask
we'll have questions. Sworn in.
Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please proceed.
And this is my mistake. I apologize. I should have checked earlier. I didn't. Some of these things, a few are, but some of these things are not electronic. And if it's okay, if we can go kind of the old route, and if I could bring these up to Ms. Schwartz, perhaps to give
That's
you.
Not, are these new exhibits? Are already in the record?
I believe they are new exhibits.
New ones?
Yes, Mr. K.
So this would be number 29.
Yes, this, the first exhibit to be submitted will be number 29, and I'll let you know what the number should be. Usually we assign an exhibit for each one, so if they're submitting something, you know, two things are different, we'll usually give them different exhibit numbers just clarified in the record.
Right.
Ms. Schwartz, did I give an extra one to you, or? Good evening, sir. Could you please introduce yourself, tell your name and work address for the members?
Okay, my name is Abi Zoide. First name Abiy, last name Zewde, and I'm a senior radio frequency engineer with T-Mobile USA, working out of the Beltsville, Maryland office.
And can you tell us a little bit about your background as an engineer or radio frequency engineer, please?
Okay. My education is in electrical engineering. I have a Master of Science in Electrical Engineering from the University of Arkansas. And I have done wireless telecommunication work for a little bit over 15 years. And for the past 10 years with T-Mobile in the Washington-Baltimore area.
And during those approximately 15 years, how many, if we call this a site, a cell site, approximately how many cell sites have you worked on in those 15 years? You say hundreds or thousands?
In the hundreds, definitely in the hundreds.
Okay. And have you testified before at hearings similar to this?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever been recognized as an expert in radio frequency engineering or design of cell sites?
Yes, I have.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that he be recognized as an expert in radio frequency engineer or the design of telecommunications cell sites facilities.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you very much. Mr. Abi, could you explain, the board members have a map which on top is titled T-Mobile WAN, T-Mobile WAN 116 and surrounding cell site distance. Can you explain to them what this is and what it shows, please?
Okay, we are looking at the specific area where this tower is located, centered on the map, identified by the site ID WAN116, the tower in consideration, and the surrounding cell sites ranging in distance from maybe 1/6 of a mile to about 1.5 miles that this particular cell site interacts with. as it serves customers.
Okay, so is it correct to say that the item in the middle that says WAN 116, and then there's these black lines that go out from it, the WAN 116 in the middle is the proposed site, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And when I say proposed, you are there, but you're trying to double the height plus some, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and then these arrows, as you said, to go out to those distances, like for example, the one out to the southwest, WAN 403, mm-hmm. at 0.958 miles, that's another cell site?
Yes, that is correct.
And that's so on if you go around?
Yes, all of them within
okay.
that area.
Okay.
There is more that are shown or not shown on this map, but for the immediate area.
These are the closest surrounding sites?
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay. And in spite of all these sites, in spite of the current coverage you have, can you explain why you need this increased height and what it will do for your customers?
Okay. The current height we're at 58 feet. In particular, in one direction of the antennas that we have is actually below the existing tree lines. So in this east-southeast direction, the antennas that we have pointed in that direction provide very low coverage for the customers than what we desire. Especially in the summer months when the leaves are out, signals are attenuated by quite a bit, and which causes drop call in areas of Mid-County Highway and Woodfield Road, and also the residential area surrounding in that direction as well as in the north-northwest direction is very limited in coverage. So increasing the heights on this cell site would allow us to provide better service for the customers.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I apologize, I don't know if you noted that as a be marked for identification, but I'd like to offer this as an exhibit if it's not already in, sir.
Yes, this is not in the record, this exhibit you just presented?
Yes.
So it'll be exhibit number 29.
I'm sorry.
It would be exhibit number 29.
I was asking if you, Mr. Chairman, if you were okay with accepting this in as an exhibit now, this
29, yeah.
Map, okay.
It's not. Well, I mean, we're accepting it. It hasn't been entered into the record because we vote on that later.
Oh, okay. Whether the items are okay. Thank you. And can you also explain, in addition to help understand what the current coverage is and what it will be like for the customers, are there some propagation maps that you have that can help explain with that as well?
Yes.
Okay. I think we're gonna. JB's kind enough, he's going to bring those up, I believe. Okay. Can you explain to the board members what this current one is? Whatever's easier for you to see, or I can slide back.
Okay, that's fine. I can see it from here.
Okay.
Again, the background is the map with the roads, some of them labeled, and the cloverleaf design that you see in the middle is the tower in consideration, WAN 116. What's shown in green in the legend, you can see it says existing in-building coverage. That is the current coverage that tower provides at 58 feet. And the purple color is what the proposed coverage, the improved coverage would be if we were to increase the height of our antennas to the requested height.
Okay, thank you. And can we see the next one, sir? Okay.
This is a composite coverage of that site as it interacts with.
And this is at the top, though, it says
yes.
1116 at 82 feet.
Yes.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that is a potential height that was also evaluated where there's Comcast either is on or getting ready to get off or recently get on, either is on and getting off or is recently vacated. And you evaluated that, is it correct that still was not sufficient?
Yes, it provides some improvement, as you can see by the purple bins on the map, but not nearly enough of what we would like to see.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, Council. Normally, we don't ask questions until you're finished, but since you're taking witnesses one at a time, do you object if we ask questions in the middle?
Absolutely not. Thank you, sir.
Can you clarify, is this exactly the same scale as number 8?
I'm sorry. Can you ask again?
As 29 that we just looked at?
Oh, is it the same scale?
No, not 8. This Yeah, this looks like it's a different scale from the next exhibit.
I think we might be able to help with the next. You may be correct, Mr. Chairman. The next slide we're going to go to will be the same scale.
They're not. I cannot say that they're exactly to scale, but I have produced these maps, and the technique I use to produce them makes them very close to one another.
I'm afraid I missed something because I'm not sure what 9 is supposed to show.
This is 9. The green one, the green coverage you see in this one, takes into consideration not just the WAN116 site, but all of its neighbor sites and the coverage, the composite coverage they provide.
Okay.
And if I could, Mr. Chairman, and then can you explain, this is the at 82 feet, and then this is the one at the proposed height that we're here for today, correct? And what,
yes,
what does this show in comparison?
And is this one the same scale as 8 or 9?
As 9.
Okay.
Yes. Again, you have in green the composite coverage of all of the cell sites in that area, and overlaid with the improved coverage at the new height, at the 121 feet height.
Yeah, I believe that there's a typo on this that says 124, but this is at 121,
121,
is that correct?
121, correct.
Mr. Abi, is it correct that you and your staff pulled together some statistics about calls that were made collected from this existing 58-foot site and also some sites around there regarding E911 calls and also drop calls?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is correct.
And is it correct that, let's see, at this site for the fourth quarter of 2010, plus the three others in the close area, you had approximately almost 2,900 calls to 911 collected? Is that correct?
Yes, I don't have that evidence in front of me, but I did put those numbers,
okay,
and that sounds close.
And as far as drop calls, do you recall if that data you pulled was, again, for this existing site and the three nearer sites, about 17,500 for the same last quarter?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. And could you explain I apologize. Let me back up for 1 second. So if this site was approved and you got the additional height, would it help in the area and at this site to reduce the number of drop calls and also to allow more 911 calls to be collected potentially?
Absolutely. You can see from the map the additional in-building coverage we will get at the new height. In addition to that, because of the current low height on this tower, the way this cell site functions is not in an optimal way. In other words, it produces more load on the other sites, and therefore there's a higher chance of the neighbor sites running out of resources and customers experiencing possibility of busy signal, not being able to get through, because this site does not is not configured in an optimal way right now.
Okay. And just in closing, so if this site and additional height was approved, it would have a very great impact, positive impact on your customers, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely, for indoor coverage, as you mentioned earlier, and with the new 3G and 4G services that we provide, a lot of customers using in-building data services. Going forward, what we're looking for is much more additional in-building coverage for the customer, so this will exactly do that.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, that would be end of my questions to our radio frequency engineer. I would have one more witness whenever that's appropriate.
Why don't we hear all the witnesses first and then?
Yes, sir. Thank
what we'll do is we'll question you, and if you don't want to answer, you can have one of your witnesses
okay
do it.
Thank you. I would call Mr. Nathan Campbell, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Campbell, do Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you are about to give in this matter should be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Campbell, are you familiar with the item that's on the screen now, which is marked as number 15?
Yes, I am.
And can you tell us what that is? Is that a drawing of the property and the proposed site? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And is this something you're familiar with, this drawing?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Are you also familiar with the site? Have you been out to the property?
I've been out to the site multiple times, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And are you able to, are you able to discuss, are you familiar with the setbacks that are required under the city zoning code and the setbacks that are here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And is it true that you have to be at least one for one from residential zones, is that correct?
That is correct.
And if this proposal is approved and the 8 feet is obtained, would it still meet that one for one requirement?
Yes, it would.
Okay. And that is so shown on Exhibit 15, is that correct?
That's correct.
Mr. Campbell, are you also familiar with this photo number? Actually, I guess there's not an exhibit number on this, but this photograph here that's titled 8700 Emery Grove Road, Special Exception A-500D?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell us what that is, please?
That is an aerial overview of the parcel containing the telecommunications site.
Okay, thank you. And the road that runs south of it there, below it, 124, is that Mid-County Highway, is that correct?
That's correct.
You've said you've been out to the site. Is it correct that this is an existing monopole and telecom facility? Is that your understanding?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And are you also able to testify regarding the affidavit of posting?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I believe that's already in the record. Is that correct, Mr. Chairman?
This photograph that you have up is actually page 2 of exhibit number 26, which is the staff comments for the Planning Commission. So yes, that is in the record.
Well, it's also on the back of exhibit 18. So. Oh, that's the notice. Okay.
And,
did you say
exhibit number 26.
The staff.
Staff report.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the staff report to the Planning Commission.
Correct.
This is in two places then. I confuse easily.
And Mr. Campbell, so the property's been posted and per the city rules, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Thank you. And are you familiar with the city's code required in order to get approval for this type of application?
I am, yes.
And is it your testimony per the application that was submitted and per the staff report that it does indeed meet the code requirements?
Yes, it does.
You had mentioned the setbacks. Is it also true that the facility would meet the size and height requirements for the ground equipment of less than 12 feet and less than 560 square feet?
Yes, that's correct.
And is it true that T-Mobile is committed that there will be no signs permitted in connection with the telecom facility unless required, I guess, under federal rules or state or city rules?
That's correct.
Okay. And the same apply for lights?
Yes, that's correct. Only what's required by federal, state, or other governmental requirements.
And do you, on behalf of T-Mobile, commit that if T-Mobile will stop using this equipment within the required time period, or for the retirement required time period under the city code, that the equipment would be removed?
Yes.
At its, at T-Mobile's cost?
Yes, that's correct.
And is it your testimony that, although this is an existing structure, that it does meet the 300-foot rules from nearest boundary of historic district or environmental setting of historic resource?
Yes.
And I think your testimony clearly is this is a monopole, so any code requirements regarding rooftop would not be applicable in this case, is that correct?
That's correct.
Mr. Campbell, can you explain to the board members a little bit about these photos that are in here as number 25? Can you first explain to them generally what a photo simulation is in this industry?
A photo simulation is a tool that we use to provide a realistic view of what a proposed installation or modification to an existing installation will look like post-construction.
Okay. And can you just give also a brief overview of how a photo simulation is created in the field and then back on the computer?
Mm-hmm. The photos are taken using a digital camera from a number of locations around the site where the facility either is or is expected to be visible, and those photos are brought back.
And what just, I apologize for interrupting.
Sure.
What device or tool helps you identify what the proposed height would be?
When we're preparing a photo simulation for a new facility, we usually conduct a balloon test or a crane test, where we fly a balloon or raise a crane to the proposed height of the facility in order to simulate the height, and that allows us to accurately identify the height of the proposed facility.
And in this case, since the structure is 115 feet, you're adding 8 feet. How did you do the simulation here?
The simulation for the extension on this this pole was done by scaling the existing pole and simulating the extension based on the height of the existing pole and the scale.
Thank you very much. And can you explain to the board members, we'll quickly go through a few photos, but what the large photo is and then what the smaller photo inside the right-hand corner of the larger photo represent?
The smaller inset photo is the is a view of the existing condition of the pole, and the larger photo that's labeled is a simulation of the pole with the proposed extension.
Okay, and so if I go from this one to the next one, is it the same?
Yes, again, in the lower corner is the view of the pole as existing, and then the larger labeled view is the view with the simulated extension.
Okay, thank you. Same thing in this one, is that correct?
That's correct.
And in this one as well?
Also correct, yes.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Campbell, there's also a general special exception criteria required under the city code. And is it your position that if this 8-foot extension to this existing 115-foot pole was to occur, it would not be detrimental to the use, peaceful enjoyment, economic value, development of the surrounding properties of the neighborhood, won't cause any objectionable noise, vibrations, fumes, odors, dust, toxicity, glare, or physical activity?
Yes, that's correct.
And why is that? Because it's existing and...
It's an extension of an existing facility. T-Mobile's equipment already exists on the site and would simply be at a higher elevation.
And do these type of structures emit any noise or material vibrations, odors, dust?
No, they do not.
Okay. And are they unmanned facilities, is that correct?
The facilities are unmanned, that's correct.
And about how often, once it's built, about how often does a person or technician typically come out to the facility?
Typically, about on a monthly basis, a technician will visit the site
to check the equipment and service it. That's standard.
Thank you. Is your position that it would be in harmony with the general character of the neighborhood, considering the population density, the design, scale, and bulk of the revised structure?
Yes.
And as well as the intensity and character of activity, traffic, and parking conditions?
Yeah, we don't anticipate any increase in the intensity of the use.
Okay, thank you. Is it your position that it's consistent with the master plan or the planning guides of the city for this area?
Yes.
And is that so because it's approved and it is allowed in this zone?
That's correct, yes.
Will this have any adverse effect on health, safety, security, morals, general welfare of the residents, visitors, or workers in the area?
No.
And is that for the same reasons you kind of stated before?
Right.
Will it be served, does it require any really public services to support the facility?
It does not, no.
Okay. Again, because it's unmanned. And will it, if it's located in a residential zone, will it, will the buildings be designed to blend in appropriately? Or the cabinets?
There will be no change to the existing equipment that's out there now at the compound.
Okay. One second, Mr. Chairman, if I could. Those will be my questions for Mr. Campbell, Mr. Chairman.
Actually, I do have a couple of questions. And looking at in the current antenna array, there are currently on that monopole four antenna arrays. Is that correct?
Near the top right now, I believe there's, at least where it's visible here, there's three.
Four total. And yours is the current T-Mobile is the one that's at the lower level that you can't see through the trees on some of these.
That's correct.
Okay. In your 82-foot simulation, you were expecting that the next array up was potentially going to be going away and you would lift that bottom one up to that level? I think you indicated that earlier in the testimony.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so my question is, the way your photo simulation says there are four there now, and basically you're going to have four, still only have four, it's just that you're flipping one up to the top. Is that bottom one ultimately going to go away so you wind up with three in the end? I mean, this is just a general question based on your testimony. I mean, a statement that you made earlier.
Back to the elevation view.
I think you may have indicated it's a Verizon array.
Comcast.
Or Comcast array,
yes,
rather.
Yeah, that third array down on the existing pole,
yes,
as it's currently configured.
Yes.
To the best of our understanding, is Comcast equipment, and to the best of our understanding, they are preparing to remove that.
Okay, so you're going to wind up in the end with actually fewer antenna arrays. There are going to be three. It's just that your antenna you're petitioning for is just going to be on the top 8 feet up.
That's correct. Our simulation doesn't take into account the removal of Comcast equipment.
Okay. And then I have another, Kurt, if you could go to Exhibit 8, please. Okay, and now flip forward to Exhibit 10. I'm having a little trouble reconciling the improved coverage map in 8 and 10. In 8, it looks like it indicating you're getting more improved coverage, and then you go up to 10, and it looks a lot more sparse. It doesn't cross over Goshen Road, whereas in 8 it crosses over Goshen Road, and there are some other differences as well. Can you just explain to me what the differences are?
In the first one, I think 8,
yes,
what it's showing is as if there are no other cell sites in the area. It's just this particular cell site, what it does now and what it would do with the increased height.
Mr. McDonald, if I could just add to that. On this one, as you see, there's just one triangular in the middle, three triangles there. This is just this site pretending that none of the other sites that encircle it exist at this point. So this is just showing the propagation from this one. Mm. When you flip over to 9 and 10, it includes also, you can see the other triangular sites in and around the area. Just as a backdrop, then he can explain it better.
So basically, because the other sites are providing coverage, you're not going to see the infill that you're getting from the proposed restructuring.
Yes.
Okay, now I get it now.
The
Thanks.
Purple one shows the net gain.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Harvey?
That's it. That's it for me. Harvey, you got one more question.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the question I have is, I'm familiar with this area in the city. In the air park is nearby. Is this going to pose any problems with the small aircraft that fly around this area?
That's a great question. We've done some internal review on that, and the 8-foot we don't believe is going to cause any issue. We still are having some review done by an FAA consultant and the FAA.
Okay.
And we're certainly pledged that until and if we have that, we would not do anything. But we don't see any indications internally there shouldn't be any issue there.
Okay, thank you.
In fact, as you probably know, it's an interesting thing because sometimes a pole can be very close to the airport. It depends on what the flight patterns are. In fact, they built one at the air park it was approved approximately about a year and a half ago, and it's very close. In fact, a representative from the air park came to a meeting I was at, and eventually they were okay with it based upon the direction. But it's a very important and good question.
And I guess since you referenced the other light pole at the air park, did they put like a flag on it or something? Or
I think it was so close that they didn't need to put a light on it.
Okay. Though. Okay. All right. Thank you.
In connection with the prior petition, 500C, there was a condition in there that 60 days after the equipment became operational, an actual coverage map should be provided, the same as was provided in Exhibit 16C there. We don't have, pardon me?
I've been busy over here doing some research because I remember that in the last year, we brought some maps, we submitted maps back to you on one of these cases, but I don't remember which one it is, and I've gone through the agendas. I mean, we just submitted it, we handed it to the board, said, here they are, but I'm trying to verify which facility that was for.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try to handle that a different way.
Right.
Thank you for trying. Anyway, we don't know at this point whether it's been submitted. I gather the folks who are here don't know whether it has been yet or not. In any event, even though you were eventually going to remove it, we'd like to have that exhibit.
You'd like to have one if this is approved, or you're saying there's one pent that may not have been provided initially?
I'm not talking about any condition yet. I'm not sure if we have the authority to put a condition on it, something that's sort of this far back, but...
I apologize, I just didn't know which case you meant, the last T-Mobile or
the
last AT&T?
The prior.
The AT&T.
Oh, okay,
oh,
sorry.
AT&T. AT&T.
Pardon?
That was AT&T?
Yes, that was AT&T.
Okay.
I understand that there was photos of the showing the equipment, the ground on the ground. Ah, there it is.
Exhibit number 13. Are the
next page of that. I gather that the screening that was done wasn't intended to screen from this close. the screening was intended from further back, because I see in 500C there was supposed to be a screening provided and trees planted.
And I believe that these are the trees that were mentioned as part of that screening, the picture that's up now. So they're sort of,
right,
as you're coming in that access road, they're basically sort of,
right,
a line of trees that you sort of squeeze between to get farther back.
Mr. Kay, I can also add, Mr. Campbell, as he mentioned, he's been out there several times, and he's told me before, and I think you may have some photos, that recently some additional trees have been planted just outside the chain link fence to add to the screening. Sir.
Okay, that's not necessary in view of the fact that we have this current view here. The reason I asked that question is, I'm a little touchy on this point now, because that there, and I'm not suggesting that it's you and your client or your folks, but there is a communication tower that was supposed to be landscaped so that the equipment wouldn't show, because it was very close to the residential community. And in that particular case, the residents came in and complained of the fact that they already had towers that weren't properly screened. And so I just happened to drive by it the other day and saw that it looks awful. It's not screened right now. So I want to make sure that we prevent that from happening in the future.
Yes, sir.
Just to explain why I was asking that. Do you have any other questions? You know what to do. No? Go for it. So if we're ready to proceed, close the record.
No, no, we have one more.
Oh, yes. So we're finished with this part. Yeah. There's a gentleman in the back. Can we have your name, sir? You wanted to address us?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, thank you for this opportunity to be heard. My name is John David Gable. I'm an attorney for Leroy and May Murray, the adjoining property owners who I believe are in parcel 669 on the map.
We usually, as you heard before, we don't usually swear in attorneys, but if you're going to talk to facts.
There are a few facts, so I'd be happy to be sworn if you...
Okay, fine. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
To the best of my ability, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to give the appropriate weight in that I've only recently come to this case, so I will answer as best I can. There are certain things I'm still unclear about, but... opposition, if it exists, from the point of my clients, comes with respect to utility service to the site. Recently, Pepco approached them about acquiring an easement to relocate power lines across their property that service this site. The Murrays did not, in fact, sign an easement to allow relocation of the poles. Regardless, while they were away at their residence, or their winter residence in Florida, the utility company nonetheless took that easement across their property. And so it's not shown on any of your maps, but there is a crossing of their property that is currently impermissible. And so the concern here from the Murrays is that any of these improvements, to the extent that they depend upon the location of those utility poles, and to the extent that changes would have to be made, we'd like to see that delayed until this other situation is resolved. We expect to file litigation in the near future on this matter. And I guess to the extent that Mr. Campbell might be able to address that here, I can determine better whether or not there is any real opposition. The opposition doesn't come to the height of the pole or to the worthiness of improving coverage. I myself, having driven along those there, would love to have better coverage as I am a T-Mobile customer. But the concern here is for this taking, for lack of a better word, that has occurred on the part of Pepco and related uses of the utility poles that service the site.
Is the present applicant one of those people?
I am not certain of that. And so to that extent, I have to, I guess, request if anyone, if no one would mind if I can ask these questions to Mr. Campbell or as project designer or anything. I don't know if, I don't know any of the specifications of the project, nor can I really speak to whether or not these, the services as projected depend upon this placement across my client's property. But I noticed that there are in here the proposed removal of six, no, the poles, relocate six panel antennas, and then, but I mean, if it doesn't, if as long as it's just power coming to the site, and this is just a matter between Pepco and my clients, and it doesn't involve T-Mobile, then I would presume that there is no objection to what's going on.
I'm not sure we would have authority to do anything if that was the case.
I don't know either, but you know, nonetheless, that's why I'm here this evening. So,
well, because the applicant, I'm not sure that you, that I would require you to do it, because I haven't digested it enough, but. Do you care to make a statement to address that?
To the best of my ability, I'd be happy to answer any questions that
okay.
I
can. Are you picking up his voice?
I'll move up.
Would you mind repeating that
sure.
So we get on the record?
To the best of my ability, I'd be happy to answer any questions that I can.
To the best of your knowledge, is there any reason that relocation of the utilities to better track the easements as outlined on this, and I believe on the system map, which is not available tonight, but to not cross parcel 669, which is here, currently crosses across and then comes over, to rather follow along the right-of-way access as opposed to the access to parcel 669, would that interfere with, does your project at all depend upon the location of the access of the power supplies or utility supplies
we,
to the site?
We have existing electrical service to the site and have had since the T-Mobile first installed on this tower. So to the best of my knowledge, there is no reason for our purposes that the access should have to be relocated.
Okay, so If a dispute came out and we ended up having to move the or things resolved the way that the Murrays would prefer, and the poles were relocated off their property, that shouldn't impact your you have no dog in this fight. Is what I'm trying to get at.
Provided that it did not impact service to the facility,
right.
I don't see how it would impact our.
Okay. All right, that's what I came to be heard on. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Thank you,
Mr. Pam.
Is there anyone else that would care to address the board? No? Okay. Thank you. So should we close the record and deliberate?
Sure.
Firstly,
make a motion. We close the record on A500D is involved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Five vote. Yes. Now.
4-0.
The motion was 4-0,
Mr. Campbell.
Yes. Right. 4-0. That was wishful thinking. Deliberations.
just have a question on our proposed resolution. Is this when I'd ask the question, Harvey, on some of the verbiage that's used on our, I guess, our proposed resolution?
Yeah,
as prepared.
This is just a draft.
The draft, yeah.
Yeah.
So would this be the right time to ask the question?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so on page 16, page 16 on the draft resolution.
Right.
It's the first paragraph, and it says here, the applicant has showed that this use is not located near or with any of the city's historic districts. Well, I guess my question is, do we usually put that verbiage in our statement, in our resolutions, with the city's historic districts?
I don't know. Do we even have it? Do we have evidence in the case to support that?
I think that testimony tonight,
we did,
that the applicant said that it's not in the historic district.
Oh, that's one of the conditions. Yeah.
Oh, I heard that already.
Yes.
Okay. Never mind. Thank you.
And it's also, I think it's in the applicant's statement. Or,
Okay. I missed it twice.
Question about.
Could I ask him a question? Is that? I have a general question. It has nothing to do with this request. What's the total number of monopoles in the United States? This is a general.
That's a really good
between
question.
Between here and there.
There are some, I can't give you a really good number. I can get you in a ballpark, and a really good resource is the CTI website, which is used to be called the Cellular Telephone Industry Association. It's still CTI, but they don't go by that name for some reason anymore. But I believe at one point it was, I get confused whether it's towers or cell sites. Cell sites are broader in that a cell site could be on a building, a water tank, and a tower or monopoles. I think I've seen somewhere around 200,000. I just can't remember if that's just the overall number or the number of towers. In Montgomery County, for example, back in around 98, there was a lot, obviously a lot fewer. One thing that's happened, and I'm sorry to take up so much time, one thing that has happened is typically these poles these days that are for cellular are much smaller than even cellular used to be, and much smaller than a lot of the towers we saw growing up here in Montgomery County 20, 30, 40 years ago, like radio and TV towers. So I'm sorry I don't give you a really good answer, sir.
That's close enough.
Thank you.
I was just curious about approximate, plus or minus.
Kurt, I noticed that the conditions that we have in our draft are a little different from what the Planning Commission recommended?
Yes. During the Planning Commission review, the commissioners had asked staff why there were so many conditions and why so many of them sort of didn't seem relevant because they related to the other carriers. And so staff first explained that because it's a tower extension, it really should apply to all the carriers on the tower.
Right.
But then when we reviewed the rest of the conditions, we did realize that we kind of had T-Mobile on there twice. So if you look at the Planning Commission recommended recommendations, I believe it's number 2 and number 4 in
yes.
that one.
Yes,
number 2 refers to T-Mobile Northeast LLC.
Right.
And number 4 refers to Omnipoint Communications Cap Operations LLC / T-Mobile USA. So what we did, or what staff has done, is combine those two conditions, and we've changed it in number 2 to say T-Mobile Northeast LLC, and then we put in parentheses, AKA Omnipoint Communications Cap, blah, blah, blah. Just so that it'll be easy to understand, if you did look at the previous approvals for this site, you'll be able to understand that although Omnipoint Communications was actually the one that was approved on the previous ones, they're now, we believe, being called T-Mobile Northeast LLC, and I believe the applicant will either be able to confirm or amend that.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And staff also changed the other condition, number 7, to reflect the same T-Mobile Northeast LLC name.
Right. Any discussion?
No.
Are you ready to have a resolution? I'm just going to take it on.
Body shot.
All right. That means all. All 10.
Yeah, you can
start. Okay.
You don't have to read all the conditions.
No, I don't.
No, you can say the conditions as submitted in the draft resolution.
Oh. That gets salary.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to read the details of the whole thing, just a general resolution.
I make a motion that the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 13th day of January 2011, the case A500D as in dog, the petition of Nathan Campbell, consultant to T-Mobile Northeast LLC, requesting an amendment to special exception A500C to extend the existing 13.78 foot telecommunication monopole tower MD 2025 by 8 feet to a height of 121.78 feet and relocate 6 panel antennas and related equipment located in the RA, low density residential zone, on part of parcel A, the resurvey on Fellowship, also known as 8700 Emery Grove Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the 10 following conditions as in the resolution.
Draft resolution.
Is that?
No. In the draft.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes 4.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Have three
don't
goals.
Forget to give us the number
in I know it's in, can it 60 days or 90 days? Or
60 days after becoming operational.
Thank you.
Get the update from staff first.
I'll
do the election first. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we have to elect officers.
Shall I?
Sure.
No. This is my last meeting. I have resigned from the Board of Appeals and the other city functions. I don't want to be elected and leave. That's the reason I asked for the elections to be made at the end.
It's been a pleasure serving with you, Dick.
Yeah, we've served a long time.
You're gonna be missed.
Yeah.
I said when I heard about it last night, I threw a tantrum. Sorry.
How long? I was just curious.
It's probably 10 years.
You have to give us warning because we have to go back and dig through the records. We have to get that far back.
Yep.
You've done a long run.
Yeah. Longevity pay came into effect. Now, I'm a caregiver for my wife, and I don't have time.
Sorry to hear
for
that.
Outside activities.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Certainly appreciated all the hard work you put in working together over the years.
I enjoyed it. I don't know if enjoy is the right word or not, but I enjoyed it. Pardon?
Except for the 2 a.m. meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. That was our first meeting. My wife has never forgiven me.
But we put a top to it right after that.
Yeah.
All the wives complained.
What? My son-in-law suggested that, could you take picture of
sure.
Dick, I didn't know it was picture night.
Yeah, breathe on the
breathe on the lens, you're the heart.
Should we like stand behind Dick?
I think this will work. And do you want me to take a second one just in case?
Second or third one.
Yeah. Well, it's time to take your thumb away from in front of
me. I think I'll make it come on this side. I think a little bit. See how they're in there. Okay. Say cheese.
Cheese.
Right. Limburger.
All right, there you go, sir.
Thank you.
So will he be submitting, should he be submitting a written?
I am.
I think he should, yeah.
I got to compose a letter.
Oh, it's easy. I quit, Dick. I quit, Dick.
Ethics meeting training. I don't need it.
Sid had asked me, you know, because I'm on three different things, you know, if I wanted to stay on any one or, you know, like that, and he said, and I said, no, I better just
concentrate.
Yeah.
If you need any help composing it, I'll be happy to be type. You can dictate it.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of how to, what to say. But, it's been a rough year. 8 months.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I don't see any, don't see the light in the end of the tunnel at the moment. So, elections officers.
You can still make motions
until you get that letter.
On.
You're still on the hook.
Letter, you can make a motion.
tone of the look, yeah.
Before I make a motion, that Harvey is continuing on as a the honcho.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I abstain.
Wait. You have to close the nominations.
Pardon?
Oh, right, right. Any other nominations? No, nominations are closed.
Can I nominate myself as co-chair, as deputy chair?
Vice chair.
Second.
Is there such a thing?
Second.
Any other nominations? Okay, nominations are closed. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, well.
We've seen a few.
Yeah, so.
They've been at least interesting over your tenure.
Well, why don't you turn, have some, maybe if you could stay a few minutes, we can talk a little bit. It's up to you. But let's close the record. I mean, close
so
the
we have, don't we have notes from the staff?
Sure, just a quick.
Oh, right, update, yes.
Quick 4-second update on the the process for the for soliciting new members for the board. The last I had talked with Greg Ossent, the director of planning code, he had mentioned that the mayor and council, primarily the mayor, I'm assuming, had decided that rather than just nominating one person and getting them on the board, they'd rather just sort of do everybody. So they were going to continue to hold the applications open until they had enough applicants to fill all the positions. And at that time, of course, there was just the one full member and one alternate.
Right.
So now there will be two members and one alternate. And as far as I know, that's, you know, that's the last update I have.
Any applicants there?
There was one applicant that I know of. I haven't checked today to see if there was any additional applicants, but there was at least one applicant, and I have been communicating with that applicant to let him know that we have received his application, and the process is such and such, and
right.
So.
Has he been interviewed?
So it's been open.
No one has been interviewed yet. I believe
it's been
that's
open for a while.
So that makes two applicants now.
No, there's only the one applicant that I know of. Yes.
Oh, the same one.
So it's been open for a while, and only one person applied. So. There's a couple of conclusions you can draw from that. Number one, this is just too tough a job. Or,
or it's not paid.
The pay.
And how are we advertising it in the paper or just the internet?
Just the internet and announcements.
And the announcements, right.
Mm. That could be an issue. Is there any way we could advertise it in the newspaper too?
Well, isn't it posted on the site?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah, but is there any way we can put it in the Gazette?
No. How about we finish
you can
the
ask
meeting
and we can
okay.
discuss.
And we can discuss
right.
other ways.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's basically the update, and I believe that's the continued
because after
approach.
Tonight, we're going to have full participation to get a quorum.
Nobody can get
correct.
A cold this winter.
Yeah,
correct. And if any of you do anticipate not being able to attend an upcoming meeting, please let me know as soon as possible so that we could either, potentially reschedule a meeting if the board would entertain that, or we would just not have a meeting that
when's
month.
When's our next meeting scheduled for?
The next meeting is on
February.
Bring my thing. February the, I want to say the 12th.
Okay.
The 11th or the 12th.
Okay.
It's the second Thursday. It's the same.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
My second.
Nobody, we all get to talk now.